Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hour number 3 of The Fan Evening Show. Josh Taylor here with you till 10:30. We have discussed quite a bit. We've talked a little bit of college football. We've talked a little bit of NFL. We've talked a little bit of Penn's hockey. Actually, talked quite a bit of Penn's hockey. Did that with Pat Damp. We'll do it again in about an hour and a half with Angie Carducci. But we've talked a little bit of baseball, too. But you heard the music, so we're going to get a little bit deeper into depth here. And to help me do that, my next guest covers the Pirates for DKPittsburghSports.com. If you've heard me on this space talking Pirates, odds are, maybe one or two out of three times you've heard me talking about it with this man. His name is Alex Stumpf, and he joins me right now on 93.7 The Fan. Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, Josh. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I wanted to ask you about this because you were the guy that had this discussion with Ben Cherington, and when I saw that this signing happened, my brain went right back to this discussion that you had with Ben Cherington, and you said he used the word solve when it came to the first base position, as if there was some big problem he was trying to find a solution to. Well, since then, G-Man Choi, also Carlos Santana, these are both signings that have been made, and the first base and DH positions were priorities with this team. I think it's not a secret at this point. But when you heard about these two signings, especially the Santana signing, did you feel like Ben Cherington probably achieved what he wanted to achieve?
I think so. I mean, we saw last year where they needed some help at first base, and they got Yoshi, who did have a good couple weeks for them, but there were definitely some question marks there, and they just kind of rolled with it. This time around, there's some security, there's some depth. G-Man Choi and Santana are two guys who have good track records. Maybe not the best year last year, but a couple guys who, you know, now that the shift is going to be less effective, they're not going to have the aggressive ones where you can put the second base of it out in right field. They'll probably benefit from it. They had some really good peripherals. Bet on two of them. It's two bets instead of one, and I think the bets are better bets than last year with Yoshi. Yeah, I think this was the biggest area of need for the team, for the 2023 team. And maybe it wasn't 100%, hey, we have to adjust first base first, but that's where the opportunities were, and they took advantage of it.
Now, Alex, I looked at your story that you wrote yesterday about this signing and Ben Cherington's comment saying, you know, he was a guy they had targeted from the outset of the offseason. That was something that caught my attention. Now, that doesn't surprise me as much as it does hearing about a move like this coming on the heels of Thanksgiving. This team signing a first baseman on the heels of Thanksgiving this early in free agency, that's the thing that kind of set off the alarm in my brain. What was your thought process seeing the Pirates be, A, so aggressive with the guy they wanted, and B, doing it at the end of November?
You know, someone has to make these moves in November before the winter meetings because baseball is pretty beholden to those winter meetings anymore that they have to get. Everyone has to go there. You have to hear from everyone, and then the moves start coming. It's one thing with Choi where there is a roster crunch. Okay, there was a deadline, you make that trade, versus this where it was, look, just everything lined up, and if it happened in November, it happened in November. I don't think there was, like, this huge rush that the deal had to be done in any certain time frame, but it's just how it all came together.
Now, with that said, I looked at something else that caught my attention. He sounded like a guy that was really excited to have the opportunity to come to Pittsburgh, but also and this is something I did not know before I read your story yesterday, gets a chance to play for his first hitting coach in the pros, which was Derek Shelton. So that was one connection that when you see it, you go, ah, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, he's in the point of his career where wherever he's going to go, being a veteran in leadership is going to be a big part of what he has to offer a new club. And that's kind of a little bit of a new role for him. I mean, he did it in Seattle, but this is probably one of the first times in his career where he's been signed with that in mind. And, you know, having someone that you have a rapport with, that you have history with, you know, backing you up at that quarter definitely helps. I think Derek Shelton is kind of a selling point with a couple of free agents here, not just Santana. You know, like, he has good relationships with a couple people who were at Minnesota, a couple who were elsewhere, Toronto. Like, he's a popular guy in baseball circles.
Alex Stump covers the Pirates for DK Pittsburgh Sports, joins me right now on 93.7 The Fan. Alex, another thing I wanted to talk about here as far as this particular move with the Pirates and Carlos Santana, they're now having the opportunity to see first base, at least first base and DH, be addressed. What happens next? Because you and I talked about there was holes at first base. They had to look at a DH situation. They obviously had to make sure they had, you know, three outfielders that they actually trusted going into the season. The infield wasn't necessarily cemented yet, but you knew who the big names were. But then there's a pitching situation. So what's the most logical move that comes next?
I think we're going to see a lot of pitching focus here in the coming weeks, months, winter meetings. Kyle Gibson is someone that they've been connected to. I can say there's actually some pretty interesting mutual interest there. I think that's something that could end up happening. Ben Sherrington has said, you know, privately to me and in group settings that they are looking for, you know, multiple starting pitchers. They're open to adding multiple, not just one like we've seen the last couple years. The fact that it's multiple, I think, is a significant distinction because they had a couple guys, you know, that they acquired last year that, you know, where does that leave a Johan Oviedo? Hmm. Where does that leave a Luis Ortiz at the beginning of the season? We'll see probably Mike Burrows and Quinn Priester come up next year. So there are a couple interesting options that they have internally, but the fact that they are looking at multiple starting pitchers and try to really boost up there kind of gives the sense that, hey, they are actually trying to improve the 2023 product. And I'll also say for the bullpen, like, there are a couple interesting relievers on this team, and there are a couple that I think could be good leverage arms, but the only proven one right now is David Bednar. And we kind of saw what happened at the end of last year, what happens whenever, you know, Bednar and Holderman and Yeri De Los Santos all get hurt. You need to add someone else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And that makes the buy opinion.
Now, you mentioned the possibility of adding multiple starting pitchers, and you talked about where at least certain people. I guess my question is, who are the guys that I think they're sold on keeping around at this point? With the need to add other starting pitchers, who are maybe guys that are already set that they feel like they can add these guys to?
I think the only two that you can 100% underline their name, bold ink, whatever, are Rosy Contreras and Mitch Keller. And I think JT Brubaker would be the third one there, but he's also someone that, you know, there was a little trade buzz around him at the deadline. Maybe we'll hear a little bit during the winter meetings. I don't expect anything to happen there, but it's just one of those, okay, this could be in the realm of possibilities. So I think those three would probably be the three that you look around. Johan Oviedo, I think, is a starter. They brought him in to be a starter. And if you add another free agent right there, well, that probably moves Bryce Wilson into some sort of like bullpen role like we saw from Will Crow last year. You know, Luis Ortiz is waiting in the wings. Priester, Burrows waiting in AAA. They'll have some depth. I think they need to add at least one. If they add two, I think it does make things a little more interesting with a couple of those guys who are right on the fringe at the moment, like Oviedo.
You brought up Mitch Keller, and he was offered a contract, or you should say he was tendered a contract before the period came to try to get that roster set. The way Mitch Keller has completely, I don't want to say transformed, but he has clearly changed since we saw the previous years going into this season. How do you see now what to expect from Mitch Keller in 2023, knowing the low part of the ladder, knowing the floor, and seeing how close he got to the ceiling in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I think you could look in 2023 and look, if you are disappointed that he's not an ace or he's this whatever, like, but he's proven he can be a big league pitcher, that he could go through the lows in the sport and come out on the other side. I think what he did the last half of last season, whatever he had that sweeper, whatever he had the sinker that he could go by, whatever he was a true five-pitch pitcher, something that, you know, he's never had at that point, that he could go into a game. And if he doesn't have feel for his curveball, well, for the first time, he doesn't have to throw his curveball. He's not, you know, pitching naked out there. He could go to a plan B, a plan C. He's learned how he could do that. And that's something that he spoke about, you know, at the end of last year. Like, I've learned how I can just go to different pitches. I have this ability to adjust, to adapt. It's really the maturation of the pitcher and knowing how to use this stuff. I think he's a sleeper for 2023. I think he could have a really good year.
Alex Stumpf covers the Pirates for DK Pittsburgh Sports. He joins me right now on 93.7 The Fan. Alex, I'm going to shift away from the Pirates for a second. I want to talk about some of the top names in free agency because, you know, as it usually is the custom, we don't usually see a lot of movement in free agency until some of those top names start coming off the board and they start setting the market as far as money. Now, granted, some of these guys might be in the stratosphere as far as market, and some of them might not even be affected. But I'm going to throw a couple names out at you, and I want you to give me what you think will happen with said names.
Right.
We will start with the most obvious among hitters in free agency, Aaron Judge. What happens?
He goes back to the Yankees. Like, the Giants, they boost up the asking price, but if the Yankees let him go after a record-setting year, I think they might actually just burn that place to the ground. if they're fine with, once again, not falling in the American League Championship Series and leaving their top guy.
Well,
no, they can't do that.
Well, you say that, then that kind of makes me nervous about asking the next one because I might know the answer because the team that this guy belongs to might burn their place to the ground if he leaves. But it's Jacob DeGrom.
You know, I think DeGrom, has he been connected to the Angels yet? Where has he all been? I'm out of the loop with a lot of these. You don't have to worry about, you know, where Jacob DeGrom's going whenever you cover the Pirates. But, you know, let's say Angels.
Let's say Angels.
I think that's the type of move that they could really benefit from.
It's a team that could use some pitching, too. That would be a really big move for Anaheim, and they need pitching in a hurry. We'll go with Trey Turner with the Dodgers. Where does he end up in your mind?
Phillies.
Wow.
The Phillies need a shortstop. They keep saying they're willing to spend. Obvious area of need. There you go.
Now, with that said, you got three guys behind him: Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson. Those guys wouldn't be at Philly over Trey Turner?
One of them's going to Philly. One of them has to go to Philly. I'll say Swanson goes back to Atlanta.
Okay.
Correa goes back to the Twinkies. We'll do the shocker there. And
wow.
Bogaerts leaves. Bogaerts goes to Orioles. That'd be fun.
Bogaerts leaving,
right?
Boston to go to Baltimore. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. All right. Very last
one. Not insider information. This is
all your mind's eye. I fully acknowledge it. All right, very last one I'll give you here. And this one, it seems like it should be obvious, but I don't know if it is. What happens with Justin Verlander?
Dodgers.
Wow.
Just because Astros aren't going to spend that money. The Dodgers aren't afraid to go into the 17th tier of the luxury tax for a 2 or 3 year deal. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be like 2 years, 80-something million. It's going to be absolutely mind-boggling.
This brings back the memories that Greg Finley and I have been talking about the Phillies spending stupid money. That sounds like it's on that par. Wow. Alex, I have to admit, I was pretty blown away with that one, but we appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Alex Stump, DK Pittsburgh Sports, covers the Pirates. You can follow him on Twitter at Alex J. Stump, STUMPF. I believe that's how it's spelled. I test myself there for a second. But great stuff from Alex. And the reason why, and I could have had anybody on to talk about the situation. The reason why I wanted Alex on is because Alex had a conversation with Ben Charrington specifically about the first base position and the DH position in turn, and about how he really needed to figure out what to do. And the word he used particularly was solve. And now we find out that Santana was the guy that he wanted at the outset of the offseason. That's really, really, I won't say it's surprising, but it does catch my attention, because I'll say this again. To see this team be that aggressive in free agency, know who their guy is, want their guy, and go after their guy before the winter meetings, that takes a lot of gumption, and it takes a very specific plan. So with that said, with that now realized, I'm curious to see how the rest of this unfolds for the Pirates and what Ben Charrington is planning to do, especially when Alex says he's expecting a couple more starting pitchers because that's what Ben Charrington wants. Now you got my attention in free agency. Got to take a break. Bill's got updates coming when we come back. Chris Carter, host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. We will break down Steelers and Colts, plus we will preview Steelers and Falcons coming up Sunday. This is the Fan Evening Show. Josh Taylor, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.